Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good to be back, by the way. Thanks for covering for me yesterday, guys. Thank you. Welcome to TMOS. Good to be with you. How's everybody doing?
See,
everybody doing all right?
He's
Everybody's
alive,
great.
Alive, people.
Yeah, well, all right. You know what?
Rumors.
Let's get to this at the beginning of the show. So okay. There's a troll on the fan page yesterday. A troll that writes slacker that you guys did 68 minutes while I was gone, which was inaccurate, which was wrong. You did an hour and 20 minutes, the normal time for the show. That was wrong. The fact that, and then during the thread, you get people, where was my Mike, okay, let me just say, if you're going to jump on a thread and you're going to criticize the guys for doing too short a show because I wasn't there, and you're multi-tiered getting things wrong, let me just give you, there's one real easy way, in my humble opinion, that you don't get something wrong. You don't get something wrong if you, here it is, listen to the show. If you listened to the show, you would have heard the beginning of the show when I called in live. And then another person goes, I think they edited that call in post-production. Yeah, okay. Please. We're sitting in our living room. I'm in my den in Florida. The guys are up in a studio on Wisconsin Avenue. Do not overthink technical endeavors. Do
what we
do
did,
some stuff
it was,
in post? We edit the show sometimes when somebody says the F word.
It was all CGI.
It was done CGI. I came on at the beginning of the show to explain why I wasn't there yesterday.
Let's stop BSing. We have a slew of different phone calls Mike has made and banked them.
Yes.
Over the year.
Yeah, exactly.
So when Mike can't make it, when he's infirmed, we just play one of those.
The best phone call, and it's one I listen to occasionally, is the one that's going to be played after his death when he says goodbye. It's
yes,
a very, very nice one.
Thank you all so very,
it's
very
like
much
a catalog.
For doing it.
Well, it is. It's like when they bank an obituary in a newspaper. Just got to pull it up.
Someone explained to me that because I do not obsess over these things. There's several questions I have.
Okay.
Right? Let's get to my first question. The whole YouTube thing. Rob, you come on the Audio Vault, so you can see it on our page.
Yes.
It sounds like you put things up on a video somewhere. Where do you put them?
I sometimes.
Because I go to our page and I see Mike O'Mara doing Simpsons voices from 1994. That's what I see on the page. Where can we get, if someone wants to find like an audio clip that's from a video that you play on the Audio Vault, does that go in every single day?
I put the stuff that I think is needs to be seen, stuff that I call attention to, goes on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Sometimes, anytime I say it's going to be there, yes.
Okay, so where do I find, because there's stuff I
sometimes
try to
you
find.
Have to scroll down to something called recent posts.
Yes,
because
okay,
certain
so
stuff
it's
will
under
go
recent
to the
posts.
But you put it on YouTube. You said Facebook.
Facebook. I sometimes do YouTube as well.
Why don't you do both?
It's got to be on YouTube because you say that'll be on our YouTube page.
Well, when I say it's on our YouTube page,
you mean it's on your Facebook page?
No. I send you to the right place.
I'm just kidding.
He's
I'm
great.
I'm just
isn't
trying
he?
To figure out where I can. Like, if you play something that I wanted to see, then I
let's
I just
put it on YouTube.
I need to know how to find
on.
It.
You
and
got
it's
it.
Very vague and it's very hard to find. So we're going to correct that. So
okay.
When something when you play a video,
that's good video.
And
don't help.
It's not when you play an audio clip. It's not always going to be on our YouTube page. But when you mention when I say, "Hey, that's fan. I'd love to see that." I'll put it on the YouTube page. It will be there.
Of
from
course.
Now on,
yeah. All you have to do is go to the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page, and there is a thing called Favorites, and it'll be right there.
Okay, so that's the first
that's
thing.
That's
the second thing. So the confusion from that. Now, I don't know if this guy was a troll or whether this was
I can clear
legitimate.
It up, Mike.
The 68-minute comment about the show only being 68 minutes, that's not true. You guys did an hour and a half
Mike,
show, right?
This is the problem. The way that the guy's looking at 68 minutes is just Rob and I. He's not factoring your call. And your call wasn't on Ustream. So he's probably just looking on Facebook or YouTube or Ustream. That's what he's looking at.
So So not only did he think the show was short, but he also didn't even hear the beginning of the show when I called in live to talk about Stranger Things.
Yes.
And we went on and on and on. And then I went on with my happy little day, which had a had an altercation in it, which did not involve me. Oh. It involved me, but as an observer.
Tangentially, as they say.
What's that?
Tangentially? You were tangentially?
Is it tangentially?
Yeah, because you were a tangent to the actual run-in, dust-up.
Would that be
brouhaha?
Tangentially?
No, tangentially, I believe.
It sounds like you're saying it wrong. Is this a McLaughlin situation?
No, it's not a McLaughlin situation. It's an Oscar situation.
Let's look it up.
Let me look it up here.
Because if we're going to educate.
Tangentially.
So here's the thing, though. If you're going to comment, and then the people that are even defending are going, well, I didn't happen to hear the beginning of the show. How do you not hear the beginning? I thought that when we have something that's like amazing, we always put it at the beginning of the show. Oh, by the way, this is Wide Open Wednesday. Yes. Phone lines are open at 888-920-6673. Got a little late start. Somebody had to go potty. But anyway, let me see.
I'm feeling much better now.
Slightly or indirectly related to something.
Yeah, Rob's right with the. Yeah. I believe Rob is correct with the pronunciation.
I have tangential. Yeah, so if it's tangential.
Tangentially. Tangential.
First time I've ever heard that word. Very good.
Thank you.
Right. So
think how well you would have done in business school. Mike, did you know
that? I would never attempt that.
Oscar has a degree from the Robert H. Smith School of Business. Did you know that? A master's degree.
That's fantastic.
Degree.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Digressive. I'm not sure whether tangentially is the proper use of the word, though, as far as me observing an altercation.
Mike, we've got some calls.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, Rob, we'll have to get back to that.
I can't wait.
I apologize.
Let me jot it down.
That. The phone number is open, 888-920-6673. Let's go right to the calls. And I don't think I properly ranted yet, but hi, you're on the Mike O'Berry Show. How are you?
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Mike, it's NFL Hall of Famer number 70, Sam Huff.
Sam, it has been too long. How have you been?
Mike, I've been good, except yesterday I was sitting outside watching that scary doll movie, Annabelle, and I was eating my cookie fries, and I got stung by a sweat bee, Mike. What should I do?
That's the worst Sam Huff impersonation I've ever heard with the best material I've ever heard.
He got stung by a sweat bee.
Sam,
guess
Sam,
what happened, Mike?
Yeah, pour some cold water on it, Sam. Pour some cold water
on it. I came up on the short end of the stick.
That is a blast from the past.
I got to ask your opinion. Do you think that is the original Sam Huff guy?
I don't know. The material is strong.
And
so.
he closed the way he
Sweat Bee is fantastic.
He closed the way he always closed, even though we didn't remember. I would
we
say
we came
that,
up on the short end of the stick.
That could be the real guy.
Yep.
It's not, guys. Love you guys.
God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate that. That is a fantastic call.
I couldn't
call
be any more pleased.
Show. That is such a blast for the past. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the program. Hello, who's this?
This is James.
Hi, James. Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin. And
can you turn everything down, James? Could you do that for me? Could you turn down whatever you've got turned up there so I hear some stuff in the background? Okay. All right. James from Wisconsin, what can we do for you today, James?
I started the issue, and I apologize to you and your crew. It was a shoulder shovel on Ustream that normally is, and...
Hey James, is your last name like Helgenberg or something like that?
Are you
somebody who I thought was a troll and you're calling in to say that's a stand up move?
Yes, it
man.
Is. It's a first that on is, the that show. Is a, a
that
first. Is a
that may be an all time first where somebody that started off a thread that pissed me off is calling in to say my. I'm just astonished by your stand upness.
You cut the blue wire.
I am proud to talk to you, sir, and be a proud listener to your show, and I apologize again.
You know, this apology is so effective, Mike. I think you should set a precedent and only unfriend him, not block him.
I don't think I did either. Did I, James? I didn't unfriend or block you. I don't think you're on my friends list, though, right?
I don't believe you ever honored me with that. And
I'll do it today. I'll do it. I'll do it today. Let me do it. I'm going to do it right now. James, let me ask you one question. This is an important question to me. So when you posted that after the fact, did you ever go back and actually listen to the beginning of the show when I called in?
Well, that was the trick, Mike. It was a shorter show on Ustream than right. It was. I did go back and listen, and when I listened, I did realize my mistake. That's why it was important for me to call you personally today and apologize to you and your staff.
All right, I'm a good man.
Your staff appreciates it.
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I have just sent you a friend request, James. That's a stand-up move, and I hope you enjoy being a part of the most exclusive club in the world.
I do and am, sir.
God bless you.
And I want to warn James.
Thank you. Bye, James. Listen, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it, Rob. Yeah. I want to say goodbye to him now. Right. Don't like the last little, because that's when the bad stuff happens, because you say a little something to him, then he says something, and it all starts again.
But
I'm real happy with this call right now.
He had a delightful way of speaking. I enjoyed it.
So that's my whole, I'm so pleased.
Look at you. Blue wire.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's just incredible.
The bomb was about to go off, and he surgically came in with his tweezers and got it done.
His Wisconsin tweezers.
That is so special. Let me give everybody an update on where I am with everything. I've been poked. I've been prodded. I've been done. But the things are chugging along at a wonderful pace, and everything is moving in the right direction, and everything is doing better, and every single day I'm feeling better with this. I had a real setback with the hip thing that I got done. But things are now, I wouldn't have said this a week ago. I think you boys talked to me. Mm. I would not have said this a week ago, but I'm very cautiously optimistic that I'm chugging along and everything's going well. So that was that's what the
big
results
of
yesterday were. And so happy that you know that I even brought donuts to the little infusion center.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Look at that.
That's six, seven more days of this, and then I'm officially out of the woods and everything's cool.
Mike,
so that's it.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. We briefly talked to you yesterday before the program, as you just mentioned, but we didn't ask you if you went to the bad place or not.
I did, and I will have that in the body of the show.
Oh.
Went to the bad place. And by the way, I am aware of the confusion that comment by Carla meant. For those of you that are just tuning in, Pony, why the fist in the air? I'm just kind of curious about
it. You know,
that.
I was wondering the same thing when it sounded like it was a reward that you were going to the bad place.
Yeah.
And that's what we thought.
Let me say this. Yes, the bad place.
Pony, don't get involved.
Pony is like a lot of our listeners, and so I.
Yes, I know.
I think I have
to
address this.
That's why he should not get involved.
This is fitting that I do this. And by the way, sorry I was late, but you know, on Wednesday, I'd like to make it clear. I was getting ready, except for those two calls, I was getting ready to blow up the entire Wide Open Wednesday where we take phone calls. I will say this now. Based on those two phone calls, Wide Open Wednesday lives on. We will take phone calls at any time during the morning. So we start at roughly 9 o'clock Eastern, but you can call during the entire taping of the show, 888-920-6673. We will take phone calls when they come in. Oscar signals me. I take the phone call. It works that way. It's fantastic. Now, getting back to this past weekend, Carla came in here, and since I have not been really mobile and haven't gotten around and gotten out to do stuff, I was chomping at the bit to do something fun. And one of the things I like to do is get out and go to what Carla referred to as the bad place. There was a significant amount of the Mike O'Mara Show audience who believed that the bad place was a naughty adult reference.
Well, you know, in a way, a casino is a naughty adult place.
Well, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... we had an actress years ago on the old Don and Mike show who specialized in that type of activity. Stop it. Thank you, James. I appreciate it.
Was it an actress or was it someone who worked at the station? I can't remember.
Well, you'd have to go back to the WAVA days.
Of course, yes. I read the book.
Let me say this. The bad place is not something that refers to down there.
No.
Okay, we're not talking about marital bliss involving that
the bad place
portal.
Yes.
All right.
Some call it exit only.
Yes.
Exit only. Yeah. I was going to say exit is a wonderful way to
the good.
I think we've expressed that. The bad place is going to a casino because we never win in a casino. What are you playing?
Casino noises. The happiest noises in the world.
We went to the casino. That's the bad place. The bad place. And I know...
Entrance and exit.
That, like Pony, there are so many people, maybe even Horny Bob Spiewak,
yes,
who hoped against hope that Carla was making a reference to an activity, which, by the way...
I'm not so sure you should loop my dad in with that crowd.
Your dad is the horniest man I have ever seen.
But you know what? He's also bright. And I think he knows.
Okay. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. He is a bright guy. And, well, look who he gave us. Okay.
If they had an anti-ED drug... Hey,
that was a rather
poster child.
Rather backhanded one, but thank you.
I don't think so. It was just half the hand. But the thing is... Such sincerity. There was one... HBS did one the other day, Rob. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, congratulations, Dusty, or somebody who had done something.
Oh, he always says yay for the person.
Yes. Yay for some hot girl that's like he loves that. His age. Let's take another phone call at 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, Mike. It's Sam on the Outer Banks. Good morning.
Sam on the Outer Banks. How much surf did you get over the weekend?
Oh, we got some great surf. It was pumping yesterday afternoon.
God, I would love to be in a
pumping
place like
in
that.
The bad place.
Stop. Okay.
What can we do for you, Sam, in the Outer Banks?
Well, I was calling to check on you because my wife's been concerned hearing about all your recent maladies of being a pharmacist. She was worried about your infection and other, and just checking on how you're doing.
I'm doing better. The bottom line is, for anybody that didn't tune in, got hip surgery almost 2 months ago. The rehab was going great for about 5 weeks. After 5 weeks, I tweaked my back, and I thought that I was having trouble breathing because of that. Well, I wasn't. Turned out I had an actual, what is referred to, this will scare people, a pulmonary embolism. A pulmonary embolism. There we go. Thank you. Thanks, Michael, for messing with my audio board over the weekend. But after that, I developed
an infection.
Well,
he had to record his podcast, Mike.
I got treated for that, got out of the hospital after being treated for that, did my physical therapy the next day, and got an infection at the incision site. And all of a sudden, I went from cruising through this rehab to dealing with these two rather significant medical issues that I brought on by elective surgery. And so it has been a rather crappy month. And I am here to tell you that, yes, I am still getting treatment for it. I'm getting infused with antibiotics every single day because they are aggressively treating this superficial infection. It's not down in the joint, thank God. And I'm doing it, and I've got about 7 more days of doing this. Then I'm going to take a little oral antibiotic, and I'll be hopefully done with all of this crap.
I wanted to ask you a question. If you had not treated it in such a timely fashion, could that infection have spread to the joint?
Oh, God, yeah.
Great.
Oh,
God.
Absolutely.
Great.
Wow. Yeah, that's scary. Absolutely true. That's one of the things they were. But they also deal with that early on because in the event that it happens, it happens. So there's always the potential of things going. Look. I know here's the reality, and I don't want to be doom and gloom, but it does fall into my philosophy of don't get happy. The attitude you have with this is you take a step forward, you don't take it for granted. You take a step forward, you say to yourself, you're happy that that's going. That's where I am right now. Is everything completely wrapped up? No, it's not. Got to still be aggressive about it, but the actual feeling of walking around and getting is improving again, which has been a long time coming, and that's what's making me really happy. But I also am realistic, and I want to make sure everything gets knocked out. And as far as the other thing with the blood clot, which is what a pulmonary embolism is in the lung, very scary, very dangerous, but already been treated for a good chunk of time. But I will be treated for this with medication for roughly 6 months. So that's how long it takes. You take this medication. Then after that's done, no fuss, no muss. You don't look back.
It's and second hip time.
They do.
That's right.
Oh, that's getting happy. I'm not going to do that. But that's what you're supposed to do, and you don't look backwards. But it has been a bit of a journey. It has been a bit of an ordeal. But all you have to do is go into one of these little centers where people are getting medication, and you just look to your right and look to your left, and you realize how many people are dealing with a whole bunch of crap that's a lot worse than you'll ever deal with. So that is the way I look at it, and that's the way I go forward with this. My goal now is to get this infection behind me and continue to rehab the hip so that I can, do what I do. And that's where I am. So you're up to date, and I hope that answered all your questions.
Well, yeah, and my wife is just concerned. I'm always, as a pharmacist, always worried about drug interactions and things like that. So hopefully you've got a good pharmacist who's watching out for you on those things.
Well, I don't know if it's the pharmacist. To be honest with you, the pharmacist, really, I go into the pharmacist's office, and it's kind of like, to be honest with you, I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, I think my doctors are giving me the right meds. Yeah, I'll tell you, they have a list of everything that I'm that's on my list. I take probably 1/4 of what I, you know, I take basically one medication a day now,
right,
along with like a baby aspirin. That's it. And then I take a probiotic. That's it. That's all I'm dealing with. Then they list all this stuff like for pain and sleeplessness and digestive issues and all that, but I'm not taking any of that.
You know, so what my dad does to ensure great service from his pharmacist? He brings them lottery tickets.
Is it a chick?
It is.
When he gets his prescription, does he go, "Yay, Karen!
yay for druggist!
Yay, show me your T's!" There you go.
That is yay.
Hey, thank you, Outer Banks. Thanks for the call, and keep listening, hey, okay,
Rob,
my friend.
Rob, I got a question for Rob.
Last question before we get. We got to start the show. Yes, go ahead.
Shoot.
Okay, Rob, are you coming for Christmastown to Busch Gardens? If you are, I'll be glad to offer my services as a tour guide.
Might want to get that call.
The world's most beautiful theme park.
Okay, Santa Claus is on the phone. You may want to go grab that.
Thank you. Thanks,
I'll be in touch.
Better restaurant choices next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Outer Banks, where all the telephones are made of wood.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. Get up, go to your windows, open them and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
Who are you talking to, Herb?
CGG, Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Herb?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
God damn it. Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lobe!
I'm mad as hell! How am I gonna take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! And I'm not gonna take it!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live your life.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines on Wide Open Wednesday are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you. Oh, I just told Carla. I told Carla yesterday. I said, stop putting the pictures up. They're not advertising right now. Yes, they are.
Yay.
Blue Apron. I ate Blue Apron salmon last night. Oh. I had all the recipes stacked up. I don't have one in front of me, but I'll tell you about it. Blue Apron is the best. It is a staple of the O'Mara kitchen. We eat Blue Apron 3 to 4 times a week. Carla adores it. Blue Apron makes incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards, and Blue Apron always brings you the best because they ship the perfect amount. You don't waste food. A big box comes to your door. They've got the protein. They've got the produce. They've got the spices. They've got the instructions. They have videos. It is absolutely fail-safe, and then you get a gourmet meal, something you would get that's restaurant quality that you make in your own kitchen, and you yup it up. You lap it up. up. That's what I was going
to
say.
And it's all pre-measured. It's like being on a cooking show on TV. You don't have to measure anything. And
did I mention $10 a meal? That's what it is. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients, and you can make them in 40 minutes or less. This month, you could be eating spiced pork burgers with goat cheese and cucumber corn salad, or chicken tinga tacos. I had those. With summer squash and tomato salsa.
Salsa.
Or how about a summer of vegetable and quinoa? That's how you pronounce that, right?
That's right.
You got that because of Blue Apron.
Quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa. A quinoa bowl with fairy tale eggplants and shishito peppers and corn. Boy, did they put that one in there on purpose. Shishito peppers. Oh, man, shishito peppers. I stubbed my toe. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. I absolutely adore it. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait.
Don't wait.
That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Oscar Santana.
Chess.
In the spotlight today.
Yay!
Because Oscar, you know, I'm not the only one that has, you know, deals with doctors.
Yes.
Oscar, you actually, did you have your regular physical yesterday?
I went this morning before the show.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
All the stuff that I've been through, did that motivate you to actually get yourself to a nice preventative checkup just to make sure everything's
I go annually for these checkups, so this is my annual checkup.
Okay, good. I'm glad that I didn't kick you over the top.
Me, I thought it was a different type of perspective as I get older, where I said, God willing, I am healthy again this year. And they did a few more tests, not the prostate yet, with a few more tests.
Well, you've had your prostate checked, though, haven't you?
Oh, no, not at all.
You've never had the finger?
No. I asked her, is it the finger time? She said, not this year.
Wow. Not even on a date?
Rob, do we have the deliverance clip? I always
I believe we do. That, right? Let me have a look.
So you're telling me that you have never, ever, like, had
I think I
done?
Awkwardly asked for it this morning, and she said no.
You did not.
Yeah, because I said, is it
awkwardly asked?
Is it the finger time?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no, it's not necessary. You're 38.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I seem to think I had it before 38.
You probably weren't as healthy as I am at 38.
Well, of course. And who is?
Sorry, going to have to bend you over.
I had to tip to get it.
She said, at least from her perspective.
By the way, this is material Johnny Carson could have used in the 1980s. Okay? No question in my mind like that.
She said that she was not for another year. Probably
in general, it is recommended that men with an average risk of prostate cancer, average risk would be everybody, I assume. Is that what they mean by that?
I would assume.
Start being screened with a digital rectal exam and PSA blood levels at age 50.
Really?
There is some evidence that African-American men should begin being screened a decade earlier at age 40. Why does that sound? That sounds not right.
It seems like you're putting it off a bit.
It seems to me.
Maybe those who are unhealthy get it earlier.
Keep saying it, Oscar. It's getting funnier every time. Hey, right. Mike, maybe people that are really smart and good-looking don't get cancer.
So you don't have the, come on, squeal thing?
I don't have squeal.
All right. The American Cancer Society recommends men learn as much as they can. But men at a higher than average risk should have the discussion starting at age 40 or 45. He's right.
Of course he is.
I think it's 50.
She did not tell me that. She just said not for a couple years.
I know they've been putting their fingers there for me since I'm 57, so I've been dealing with that a lot longer. So all right.
But I had the full EKG, blood, everything taken care.
Mike, blood is why I had to get mine done.
Okay, thank you. That makes me seriously want to vomit in my mouth.
Oh, Mike, you're blessed because you have health.
Did you get a hernia screening?
I did.
They touch the. I hate that part. I hate being
really
down there. Yeah, I don't. I can't stand it.
You need a better looking doctor.
No, it's. There's nothing. I just can't stand it.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's what I was also concerned about because I've had a sports hernia in the past and I didn't know if it was
not me.
If it was cut out.
The first meal of those cannot be brought on by competitive eating. Unfortunately. By the way, and Rob and I can both testify
right this way, Mr.
Bob
Chestnut.
Rob and I can completely testify this. Rob and I would no more be near a competitive eating contest because if you go into a competition, it's not a competition, it's joy.
Yes.
It's the joy. You eat competitively. You're one of those skinny guys like Ikebashi or whatever that
Mike,
guy's name is.
It's the difference
Kobayashi.
Between taking a...
Kobayashi. Thanks difference. For remembering that, Oscar. Big O and Dudes. Tapes every Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that show. You'll hear all about Kobayashi.
Mike, it's the same as taking a 777 across country or yep. taking a train. You yeah. want to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, enjoy the ride.
Of course.
So we never eat competitively.
No, and I don't like to dip my bun in lemonade.
Yeah, I know, just to soften the bun.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut, jerk.
Gross. Disgusting. Foul. So how was your, did you get a outside of the test that have to come back?
I got my reading. She said, this is what I, and again.
Hold on,
it's
a she?
I wasn't expecting this.
Is
yeah,
she pretty?
She's from another land. She's dot, not feather.
Okay, did you bring her lottery tickets?
I didn't bring her lottery tickets.
You should. Better readings.
I thought I'd actually be a candidate for my stress level, especially yeah. coming out of school.
Sure.
And
she has a master's, you know.
She said that was just fine. And then she looked at the EKG, and then she had her assistant or tech come in, and she said, look at this EKG. This is exactly what I like to see from all my patients. Oh. This is a perfect EKG. Your heart rate is exactly where it should be. And I said, all right.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Mike, I'm here for another year.
You know
that's
what?
Good.
That almost happened to me once.
Oh, hey, listen, did you hear that? He's
another
here
year.
For another year.
Yeah.
That's how he does that. Remember yeah. that he said that. He's sneaky that way.
But I think he's talking about health.
Say,
I think he's talking about health and not
but
other
I'll be paranoid.
Health.
I'll be paranoid for
it's
a
health.
Year about that. I'll say, are you really leaving in a year? Are you really leaving in a year?
No, it's about health.
I had a similar situation where a doctor brought in an assistant once when I was being examined with my ENT. He said, come in here. I want you to see this. So help me, this is true. He said, look in here. This is a perfect sinus infection.
Oh, my God.
All the symptoms. And he was so proud of me.
You know what? We have to take a break.
Yes.
I have, you know, it's funny to hear you guys talking about tests. I don't think I've ever been tested more with blood and electrocardiograms and, you know, just scans and all that. It's been amazing. But yesterday was the official, I think, every couple of weeks or every week or so.
Right.
They've got to draw blood.
Yeah.
And I never in a million years expected that there'd be a bit of a catfight around it.
Look
oh,
out.
Whoa.
It was basically blood taking day, and it was all over my arm. How about that? Isn't that incredible? We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll tell you that story on the Mike O'Mara Show. So I can
watch you. The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's awesome. We made some new promos for him, right?
Absolutely. And actually, I did their morning show today, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot that you're doing it now. Is everything cool with that?
Absolutely. It's going very, very yeah. well. Had a touch
did
base
I mess
with
up
today?
Your schedule yesterday?
No, not at all. No, it worked out
okay.
great.
I hope I didn't do that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Hey, question, Rob. You know how you asked me about my password?
Yes.
I logged into FanDuel, and am I in my league?
We've got you in a league.
In a league, Mike.
I didn't make it into my own league?
No, it filled up awfully fast. We're going to speak to the people at FanDuel
can't
about increasing. Yes, we're going to increase
yes.
the size of the league. The problem is,
how
Mike.
How many people in the league? 100 or 50 or what?
50.
50 filled up quick.
Our said, listeners
God,
love
said,
it.
We start with 100, please.
Yes.
Can we start with 100?
100 easy.
Yes.
Mike,
but I did put in a starter lineup for you to save a spot for you in a league so you can go in and tweak
well, in
it.
In a league, I can do that. I can do that. I got that. You know, Rob, like while I'm getting needles in my arm yesterday, sends me a text to, do you have your password? Now, asking me a password for FanDuel, but I have my password automatically programmed in.
Understood.
And I didn't get a chance to tell you that.
My
but
password
I guess we announced that our league was open for FanDuel yesterday. Is that the way that worked?
We've been promoting it for a couple days now, and it filled up right quick.
By the way, we're talking about FanDuel. They're back on the air with us. Opening week of the NFL regular season. That means FanDuel's back. Are you guys at least in the
absolutely.
Oh, we're in. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What, is it the TMOS?
It's
FanDuel. What's it called? I tried to log in yesterday
Mike,
afternoon.
Wait, settle down. Don't be mad at us.
Damn and you it. Can only get in the league if you have a perfect EKG.
It's FanDuel.com/TMOS.
Exactly.
That's very easy to find.
What is it?
FanDuel.com/TMOS.
Also on our webpage.
Yes.
Click on through
click
to the other side.
Webpage.
Right, so you got to get in early, and they'll yeah. expand it. I wish they wouldn't do.
Well,
the
you got into an overflow league with Stephanie
Matulik.
Yes.
Oh, I am.
Yes.
An overflow.
You
league?
Can still
oh, so I can go
can
in
still
there.
Go after our listeners.
Absolutely.
We'll discuss it after the show. FanDuel has upgraded your entire experience because you deserve to enjoy everything sports has to offer. That's right, Rob. Enjoy everything sports has to offer.
That's the best way to be.
There are beginner's contests to help you learn the ropes, settle a score by going head-to-head with a friend or a rival, even 50-50 contests where the entire top half wins cash. Contests start at $1. Deposit today, and you will get 5 free entries to NFL Beginner Contest. You'll get 1 week free entry. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks in a row. They're 50-50 contests where the top half of players win cash prizes. Don't forget to use the code TMOS for 5 free entries, void where prohibited. Be sports rich
with
FanDuel, and we're very, very excited, and I'll get that all straight. God, I wanted to be there for the opening week.
Well, you're in. You're in to go. You're still competing against players.
League. What's this overflow? Talk to the people
on FanDuel.
Come on.
How about we just, can't we just, no, we can't now. Because everybody's put lineups in.
Yeah, everybody's
in. I would say we take the original thing, and we open up another one that's the same name on it, and we put 200 in, and we put 200
you can't
people
do
in.
That
you know
now.
What? I believe we could probably do that for week 2. I believe we actually expanded the league last year.
Yeah, for week 2.
For week 2.
But he's talking about right now.
Can't do it now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, I know I read online, a lot of people were shut out. So
yes.
I'm sorry about that.
That's why we tell you to act quickly.
Yeah, and I didn't. I'm sorry.
Character voice.
It's fine.
I was too busy. I'm too busy.
Prioritize. I know.
Hey, is that another
arm?
Did they switch arms on you?
Yeah, they switched arms on me. Yeah.
Well, let's see the other arm.
Is the left arm useless now?
I still have the tape mark on the other.
Lighter fluid will get that off.
There's the other arm.
Mm-hmm. Look good. How are the toes looking?
It's a little bruised.
Blue.
Toes are fine. They're not blue like Jackie Gleason ass. God. Stop that. Behave yourself. Okay. So yesterday it was the regular doctor, then the surgeon, then the ID doctor. That's infectious disease. I hate to say that, but that's it.
The ID doctor. Sounds like when you get a fake ID.
Yeah.
Who are you? I am the ID doctor.
When you get an infection, you go to the ID doctor. That's it. And he's the guy that's the grand poobah. And in the middle of all of this, because when I talked to you guys, I was in the parking lot of the medical center where I was going, and that is also next door to where I go to get infused. And I had between the 7:20 appointment, which got me in at about 7:45, and the other one that was
not
at 9:30, I had a chance to talk to you guys, but I also had time to kill, and I went down to Bennett's Fresh Roast and bought a dozen donuts.
Oh, DJ Donuts.
Oh,
good man.
We had that guy on the show, right?
And my game plan was going to be get the 9:30 appointment done, and then I've got a little time in between the 9:30 and getting the other one done, and I'll just bring donuts by and said, I'll see you later. And so,
did you have any donuts?
What?
I mean, Mike, come
sorry?
On.
I'm wondering, did you say... Did you show up to the medical center?
He's breaking up. Can't. Oscar, you dropped out.
Did you show up to the medical center with a box of, say, 10 donuts?
My plan, you know, I was going to tell you, we're going to have to tell the whole catfight story secondly since Santana did it again.
Scab
okay.
Picker.
The original plan was I was going to buy a dozen donuts, bring them to the infusion center.
Sure.
Where the nurses are. And there are like 20 nurses running around up there. And there's staff at the desk. And they deal. And there are a lot of people that they deal with a lot of crap. So
sure.
I thought they're good people. And you know how I feel about people that are the caregivers. You know, if you're not an a-hole to me, in general, these are pretty wonderful
painting
people
in broad strokes without saying anything bad about anybody.
Yes.
Are the nurses sturdy people?
You know what? Their variety at this place, at this specific location, there's a variety of shapes and sizes.
Understood.
When I happened to go to the orthopedic place where it just seemed I was on a bit of a roll mm-hmm. where let's just say you could have taken. This is not cool. I can't say.
No, this is fine. You're
I'm
just
not
painting a picture.
Say you could take an endangered sign. And,
oh, no,
and
what about
on,
how about
no,
the,
no, I'm not
the nesting
do
doll? Are they the first doll or the
1 through 5?
One of the locations I was on a roll with about 5 in a row that might have been all nesting dolls, the big one. But the fact is,
were they wearing kerchiefs?
It was fun, just like in Russia, Mother Russia. getting back to me, fat me story. So my game plan is, in between appointments, I'm going to buy a dozen at Bennett's for the infusion center, and I'll buy a half a dozen for the little office at the ID doctor.
Very nice.
18 donuts at home.
And here's the thing. What I was going to do is I was going to leave the dozen, which I did. I didn't touch those.
Good. Assorted flavors
the,
or?
Then the half, huh?
Assorted flavors or how?
Yeah, they were assorted okay. Flavors. They were glazed, cinnamon sugar, and apple fritter.
Oh, apple fritter is strong.
Thank you. So, yeah, I know what I'm doing, and I know what's good down there. And, you know, we've had the guy on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
friend
I'm down there.
Friend of the show, Mike.
And
Jimmy's South.
Not quite. Guy couldn't pick me out of a lineup. So I go down, and it's in the neighborhood. So this is all very convenient. And I buy the dozen for the people at the needle place.
Yeah.
And I buy a half a dozen for the people at the ID doctors because they're very sweet and very nice, too. The problem is I get into the car and I said, okay, what I'll say to them at the ID place is that, sorry, I ate one.
Yeah, like one
and
fell
so
out.
So now I'm down to five, all right? And then the problem is it's very much Lay's potato chips for me.
Yes.
I ate one and then I it's like a heroin addict. It's like I have no control
right.
over myself. I have no, so I ate two. Now,
I think it's better to bring four donuts than five. So I think that was probably a good choice.
That's true. But at that point, I thought it was embarrassing to say that I ate two. So I, at that point.
Were they in a box?
They were in a box.
So they saw the two were missing.
Can I finish this, please? Yes. I know you're excited about this, but can you calm down, please, for just a second? The fact is, I ate the two. There were four. I was embarrassed that there were four. And at that point, I'm like, well, I'm going to leave the. I'm going to leave the other four in there. And I said, well, if I'm going to do that, I might as well have a third.
No!
So I had a third after I left the infusion center. So there were three in my car when I got home, and I brought them into the house.
Mm.
So Carly could have one bite. And Carly comes by and goes, oh, how are they? Takes this bite like this, like a mouse. Like a crumb. Mouse with a piece of cheese. Yeah. All right, throw them away. So
wasteful.
I threw them away.
That's wasteful. That you know what? That's hateful. There are people in other nations that don't have any donuts.
When you throw them away, do you throw them away in such a way that you could recover them?
Retrieve them?
Yeah. That's called the Jim Elliot, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, look what's at the bottom of the garbage. Perfectly sealed in a Bennett's fresh roast box. No problem. But the dozen that I brought to the infusion center, the dozen, that was the proverbial home run.
Attaboy.
It was so welcome because nobody does this for them. They're dealing with sick people all the time. And it's not, and it's tough. And little rays of sunshine, they're there for like 8-9 hours.
Yeah.
So it was cool to do.
Did you retrieve them?
No, I did not.
Not a one.
Not received. No, but I had I had three. I had three. And that's and then I checked the calories. All right. I checked the calories. 14,000 calories.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
Thanks for the Yeah, you'd like have a quarter of one and probably go throw up. Yeah, I understand the way that works,
now, Mike,
Pony.
Be nice. Pony bought a donut this summer. He used it as a flotation device in the pool.
But in the infusion center where they give you the little needle, they had to take blood, and there was a bit of a scene.
Ooh.
And I met the meanest lady ever. Mm. And I'll tell you all about it when we come back, because I wasn't the only one who thought she was mean. I had some allies.
All the other nurses.
Ooh. Me and the girls. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So don't stop. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Ringo and Paul.
And on this week's episode of the show, Ringo, Paul, John, and George together again. It's the Beatles live at the Hollywood Bowl, the brand new release. You're going to hear it here first.
They recorded it again?
Oh, be quiet. And on this week's episode, Gary gives his take on the Olympics.
We almost did a tape package.
Package. Bulges. We're talking bulges.
Wow.
Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app. Jeez.
Or buy a jockstrap.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Penis humor on the Tony Perkins Show. Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You see it all the time. The big shaving companies, they roll out one of their new commercials where they've got these bells and these whistles and the plastic attachment that is supposed to be super space age and the handle that looks... Come on, it's all a crock. And it's probably the excuse they use to overcharge you when you go to the drugstore and get yourself a razor. The fact is, our friends at Harry's don't believe in upcharging. As a matter of fact, they just made a bunch of improvements to their razors and they are keeping the prices exactly the same. Harry's five-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip, and they're holding the price. That's what they do. The blades are still $2 each, as opposed to the $4 or more you would pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's quality, always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. And I'm going to tell you, our listeners know this already. Anybody that has purchased the Harry's products knows how good they
are. Phenomenal.
The best.
Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. You get a weighted razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, 3 precision 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $15. Plus, for a limited time, our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to HARRYS.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS, and we thank you in advance for that. So, I really can't tell you the calorie bomb that explodes in Mike O'Mara's body is the donut. It is the worst thing that I can possibly take within my system, and I was
well. You have said the same in the past about pancakes.
Pancakes and donuts are both almost equal. Pancakes make me feel worse.
Okay,
donuts. Yeah, but- donuts. You can hear the scale just goes tick 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 tick.
The donut is the dirty bomb.
Okay,
it's a horrible bomb. It's the worst thing you can do. You can
smell. That
would
be a great name for a donut.
Oh, by the way, by the time I got the dozen up to the infusion center yesterday, I see the oil. It's like the Simpsons effect coming through the paper bag, and that's thick cardboard. So that's just
so
pure
oil. It's becoming
oil.
Transparent.
It's becoming transparent.
Of course, you're very high.
It's crystallizing, Mike.
Right.
And be honest.
Yes.
You haven't touched on the bad place. You explained what it was. You didn't tell us about your experience. Were your emotions being eaten on a Tuesday morning?
Maybe.
So there might still have been a void that needed to be filled.
We lost what we brought to lose.
But you didn't win.
We did for a while.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened?
Mike, I don't know if this will soothe you or make you more comfortable.
It's really boring because it was brief. There was a great little run, and instead of cutting our losses, you always think you're going to do better.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have done a lot worse when we have gone there.
Yes.
And this time we were incredibly self-disciplined, and it could not have been more boring.
This has happened to others.
I get bored. It's boring. It's boring. There are so many psychological factors with gambling that they put in there that it's stunning. Like, you know what? Let me save that for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because tell you the philosophy, and I want to do some thinking about it.
Let's analyze it.
Yeah. I want to do some research on it. I want to really, really get to the psychological bottom of things with why that place is. And by the way, this is a place that, you know, we used to do this a lot more than we should. There are people that do it every month.
Yep.
There are people that do it every 2 weeks. There are people that do it weekly.
Yeah.
And I want to really get to the bottom. We hardly do it at all anymore, and it's good that we don't.
How far of a drive is it for you?
45 minutes.
See, that's the same. And I went to Charlestown for the first time,
yes.
And it was 45 minutes away from me as well.
Yeah, Leesburg's super close.
It started to really sink in.
That's a half-hour drive from Leesburg. Rob takes 45 minutes.
Yes, because, slow. No, it's about
Leesburg,
45
it's
minutes.
30, it's 30 minutes from Leesburg.
When you would leave from Leesburg, you're about 10 minutes closer. You're further in. I'm further
you
out than you.
My part of Leesburg?
No, when you would leave from your mother-in-law's house there.
So, yeah, that's Leesburg. Technically,
yeah.
That's Leesburg.
But I'm a little further away from that. But I'm guessing, okay, so it's 30 minutes. Please excuse my mistake.
That's close.
But what I'm saying is that
you
it's horrifying.
You get on Route 9 and you go boom, boom, I'm really not sure where this comes from. Because I've driven with you and you drive slow.
But either way, even if it's an hour, which it isn't, I'm saying that when you...
Did you take the senior citizen car?
Yeah, my Buick?
Yes,
I did. I took my Buick.
Look, that Buick, Mike, with, and I wanted to S all
over
Rob.
The Buicks are gorgeous.
That Buick he's driving... Is every bit Rob Spiewak.
It's Christine.
The Chrysler was not. That was some rapper's car that he was driving around in.
They're gorgeous.
I've given up my hip-hop career.
This car. What is it? A Sabre?
No, it's a LaCrosse.
LaCrosse.
It means the cross.
LaCrosse.
And so, Mike, anyway, let's say that it is a half hour away. When you go there and you realize it's that close, it's horrifying. It's horrifying how close you are to being able to truly ruin your life.
I know.
I have to be very careful. I don't want to return there too soon.
It's really and it's dangerous if you live in an area like Leesburg because it is so close.
It is too close. Too close for comfort.
Very, very soon. But Rob, you know, the fact is that even where you are, you could get there quicker. You know, 45 minutes is seriously.
I'm going to route it on Google Maps and see what the suggested amount of time is.
Try Waze. Waze will give you a better
route.
Waze allow me to go from one location to another? Okay, give me a sec. I'll tell you.
This is the best.
You know, there are days when I'll leave here like 10 or 15 minutes after Rob and still manage to pass him on 66.
You see him?
Yes.
You pass Rob on 66?
You know, Tony.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Hi, boss. Bye, boss.
You know, Pony, there are days that I have sex with a woman.
Oh,
you must try
there.
That as well.
You got me there.
Can you imagine, Rob? It is beat-up Subaru that barely passed inspection. Man, and he's passing you.
Your Google Maps will give you the minimum time, right?
I think so.
We'll give you the
maximum. Where
the
hell do you find it on Waze?
Oh, I'll do it. There you go.
Find it on Waze.
He was too slow to find it.
But I got in that football, the fantasy football.
Oh, you're
oh
a
Oh, my God. How dare you?
Somebody told me last week I would have been in there. Yeah, I think I would have done that, for God's sake.
You read the copy.
Do it on your maps. Okay. Right. I don't even know how to get there.
So the thing about it is, though, I'd like to really break it down, and I really have a discussion. We can tomorrow have a discussion about gambling and the entire
Just a quick tea.
Gambling.
Was the drive
gambling.
Home.
Gambling.
Was that tense? Drive home.
You know, it wasn't. It actually so we actually not only dealt with the depression, but we moved on and we went out to dinner. We actually had a very
awesome.
That's pretty
nice
good.
Those
Saturday.
Are strides. Those
nice
are strides.
Saturday.
It's easy to blame the other when you're in that space.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. So yesterday I go in, and this is post-donut, and they actually brought me back in, and right around like the noon hour, they said just come back in a little bit, and I didn't have to wait till the 2:30 in the afternoon, and it was fantastic.
That
was
a strong move. When you go in, boom, bam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Because I was planning on being down there and having another half hour, 45 minutes to just sit in a waiting room, which is pretty nasty and depressing.
Horrible.
So I go back in there, and my joy of just getting in and knocking this thing out is tempered by the fact that it goes, oh, they didn't get your blood properly yesterday, so they've got to come back and do it today. We've called the IV team. Now, there's an IV team they bring in when you are what is referred to as a hard stick.
Hey, wow. Look at you.
Hey, how are you? Yes,
man,
sir. A hard stick.
Time to
I
go.
Am not,
time to
I
go
am
to
not
the
in,
bad place.
Hi, HBS.
Hey, you the hard stick? Just got here, didn't you? Yeah, that's right. No, anyway. So the hard stick is because it's hard to find veins. It's hard to get veins. My veins roll. It's not easy to give me a needle for an IV or for draining blood out of my
lungs.
So the nurse says they've already, it's in my chart that's what they do when they got to stick me.
Bring
so
in
they
the
call,
specialist.
They bring in the alleged specialist.
Mm.
And they're, you know, I don't think anything of it. I said, oh, well, you know, if it was just getting blood, you can get it. There are several places you can get it, no problem. But if you called them, said, well, we already called them. We have to wait.
Right.
So I'm sitting there waiting to, and I think they already started me on getting my little stuff and my existing IV, but they have to use another line to get the blood out. And I'm sitting there waiting, and suddenly the evil IV team nurse shows up with her bucket of all her stuff.
Oh, dear.
All her little tools that she has. And she comes in, and I am really overhearing this, but the gist of the conversation goes something like, well, why didn't you put that out there? Well, why did you call me? Well, you could have done it. And it's just the IV person that comes in has an attitude like you would not believe, and she's given it to the very sweet nurse that I was dealing with in there, who's to minding her own business. Sure. I've done it. I've had this done. I know the drill. And the other one took it to almost totally, but then just had enough. And all I heard was something, and what's your name? And all of a sudden, they're going, and they're going at it a little bit about, well, normally it's done this way. Well, I'm sorry, but what is your name? And they're going at each other.
Wow, they're really like asking each other's names and stuff. That's nasty business.
It was nasty business. And in the middle of this, right towards the end, your boy, who is overhearing this, processes it this way. I said, okay, this woman is in a fight with my nurse. The IV lady is in a fight. I'm guessing she's not really going to be the best person to be popping me with a needle.
No, you want them to be in a positive frame of mind.
It's a bit of a Zen exercise.
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably a good idea for you to be calm a little bit. So she rolls over to me. And I think that before this process even began, I thought, this is not going to be good. So she goes to my hand and she puts the needle down at an angle that is moderately painful, which I'm really not accustomed to dealing with real pain. But this is a little bit painful. And of course, she misses the vein and she's digging around in there with the needle. And anybody that's ever given blood or donated blood, you know, it can be a drag if they don't. And she's fishing around and then she pulls it out and puts the bandage on. No problem at all. All right.
Right.
She moves down to right here, the wrist. And she goes there. At this point, she puts the needle in at an angle that that I think that they do the fracking in Oklahoma. That's the same. Oh, that's the same earthquake angle. And it feels no S like this needle is going through my wrist.
Ooh.
And I go, oh, my God. I go, oh. That's the reaction. Literally go, ugh, like that. And you don't like to do it because there are people getting this done all
no,
over
you
the
want
place
to put on a brave face.
It hurt.
Of course.
It hurt. And I, at this point, I'm getting pissed. She misses again. She's fishing around. She's digging this around. She yanks it out this time and doesn't even waste any time, puts a little bandage over it. And I've had them where they give you this little light where they find the veins.
Mm-hmm.
And they flash a little light. And that's what these IV people. At this point, I say to her, do you have the light? And she says, I don't use the light. I said, maybe you should try. And she goes, okay, we're all done here. You can try him. And she gets up and she walks out.
Oh,
wow.
This she walked off the
turbo
set.
Turbo bitch.
Yeah, she's after, the Christian
and I,
Bale.
And she walks out. And as she walks out, I swear to God, I've got the IV in my arm. And as she walks out, I go, thank you. Great job. Thanks. And I look over, and the other one that's in there, that's been in there the whole time, is positively beaming.
Of course.
She's absolutely filled with glee and joy, and indicates that at some point she's going to be chatting with her boss that
yes
day.
Yes. Excellent.
About this particular.
It's time for a pip, Mike.
This person apparently has had this little issue with other people before. Yeah. Just came in a bad, you know, didn't do her job, yeah, and then rolled, and that was the way it went.
It's really weird that would work against her, because you would think a lack of patience would be a good thing for a nurse to have. I don't see where anyone in the medical field would need to have, you know, sort of a way with people. So yeah, I just worked against her this once.
And the only thing I did, because she was such a biatch from the minute she walked in, that was the, well, maybe you should try it. And that was my only comment that I made. And not, by the way, I'm the one that's getting stuck here.
Sure.
And then there were only two more holes they put in me before they finally got
the when you walked out, were you whistling, whistling through the wind?
Yeah. La, 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 la. Hey, Swiss cheese arms. There you go. Thank you so much for dealing
with
that.
Oh, look, donuts.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guess
they
what?
They only have
guess
one
what?
Hole.
Guess what they said? As your boy was gimping down the hallway,
yeah.
guess what he heard them exclaim?
What?
Thanks for the donut.
Hey, there you go.
Sweet.
What I didn't tell him is I'll be eating one in the car.
Hey, Mike, anyway, I checked out MapQuest.
Yeah,
they offered two routes.
Okay,
the primary route, 42 minutes. The second route, 52 minutes.
Well, first of all, the 42 minutes is the proper route to go.
Right.
And anyone that drives semi-normally can probably make that in about 28 minutes.
And also, that's just to the border of Charlestown, West Virginia, not to the actual casino. So.
Is MapQuest still around?
It is, Oscar.
Oh.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Thanks for the vote of support, jackass.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you know what? I think you've been proven right.
Not really.
He's been proven right.
Those
that you
maps
can get
are old.
Yeah, but no, he's been proven right. Let's give it to him. He's been proven right that he can make it to Charlestown races and slots at golf cart speed. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
If the Buick is properly charged.
Yeah. And tuned up. We'll break. Come back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Romance news coming up. Oh.
Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Katie.
And we are the two principals on Cake and Cookies, but sometimes there's a third, always in the background. It's Katie's husband. Let's see if he's around.
Hey, Dan? Did you get some Powerball tickets?
Remember, you can't win if you don't play, and you can't laugh if you don't listen. It's Cake and Cookies on the Mike O'Mara Show app and on iTunes.
He called me Beebs.
He's Cake. She's Cookies. It's Rob that. And Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Goodbye, summer, and hello, Amazon. With summer in the rearview mirror and...
Do you want to start again?
You had to drink Crown when you wrote this. Goodbye, summer, and hello, Amazon. With summer in the rearview mirror and autumn, I got to do.
Yes.
I
got to
do. Ernie,
yes.
What's his name?
Ernie Anderson.
There we go. Nah, how the hell am I going to do it? Ernie Anderson. Goodbye, summer. Hello, Amazon. With summer in the rearview mirror and autumn coming up fast, it's the best time of the year for Amazon. Amazon.com has everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. So whether it's a rake for the falling leaves, scary Halloween decor, books for back to school, new shoes for the square new shoes for the square dance, or even a flannel shirt for your scarecrow. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button at our favorite website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Ernie Anderson. It's that simple, and thank you for being as sweet as apple cider and as pretty as a pumpkin patch. You're the best, and happy autumn, dear.
Appreciate it.
Oh, hold on.
News.
Come on, Michael. Boo. Gone one day. What the hell? You forget how the fingers work? Yeah, skip it. Fast.
How's he going to lose it?
Yeah, come on. Son of a bitch. Son of a whoa. This is very, very sad.
What's going
very
on?
Very sad news that we leave here today. Tom Hiddleston can officially retire his I Heart TS shirt. Yes, I'm so sorry. He and Taylor Swift are over. Mm. It's over, guys.
How is Tay Tay doing? How's she handling it?
Oh, it's got to be painful. It might have been because Tom was milking the relationship for publicity.
Oh, that doesn't happen. Can't do it.
Source says, quote, Tom wanted the relationship to be more public than she was comfortable with. Taylor knew the backlash that comes with public displays of affection. I'm still doing Ernie Anderson.
Hey, Taylor
Anderson.
But Tom did
listen to her concerns when she brought him up. Taylor and Tom met at the Met Gala back in May. In June, they were photographed kissing on the beach in Rhode Island. Rhode Island will be in the news, I believe, twice today.
Mm. Great state.
Then, of course, there was the 4th of July party and the T-shirt. So that's it.
But
they're
she
done.
Is the one that writes songs, hit yeah, records about every hit. Relationship. So she should shut her mouth.
Would I be also, thank you, would I be accurate in saying she gets better looking with age?
Oh, yeah.
I think the older she gets, the better looking she gets.
She may be at her peak right now.
Yeah.
I really think she looks fantastic. Looks better than she's ever looked.
25.
Shia
to see her in an evening gown.
Shia LaBeouf has been sober for almost a year, and he's committed to earning his way back into our hearts. You guys hearing me okay? Just wanted to check.
Yeah, we're good.
Sound great.
He just did a big interview with Variety, and a photographer wanted him to go down into an old wine cellar, and he wasn't having it. He told him to go, nope, that crap almost effed up my life. He began drinking heavily about 6 or 7 years ago, and over the past 5, things have been rough, with him getting into bar fights, being arrested after drunkenly flipping out during a performance of Cabaret. We reported on that one.
Yeah.
He doesn't call himself an addict, but he has been going to AA. He said, quote, I got a Napoleonic complex. I start drinking, and I feel smaller than I am, and I get louder than I should. It's just not for me. I wish him the best of luck.
That if he's got is the most insightful thing I've heard anybody say about alcoholism in a long time.
I feel
time.
Smaller than I am.
But he needs to still apologize for that Indiana Jones movie.
Thank you, Rob. You'll never forget. Speaking of guys that got in trouble with booze, Mel Gibson has directed 5 movies, and 4 of them had budgets in the $25 to $50 million range, and even Braveheart only cost about $75 million. Wow. The idea of a blockbuster superhero movie with budgets over $200 million is completely baffling to Mel. Mel says he doesn't think they need to be that expensive. Here's his quote. I look at him and scratch my head. I think there's a lot of waste. But maybe if I did one of those things with the green screens, I'd find out different. I don't know. Maybe they do cost that much. It seems to me that you could do it for less. I think Mel's got a little credibility with Braveheart.
Making
a big action movie like that. He brought up Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, which had a $250 million budget. Before you count marketing and other costs, it's made over $870 million, so it worked. But Mel isn't impressed. Here's his quote. It's a piece of crap.
Oh. So you're saying he's not impressed.
He said, I'm not interested in this stuff. Do you know what the difference between real superheroes and comic book superheroes is? Real superheroes didn't wear spandex. So, I don't know. Spandex must cost a lot. It's just he's ranting. For what it's worth, some of it is just a sign of the time. His original Mad Max cost $350,000. The original Mad Max.
That's
oh my God.
Wow.
$350,000. The new one with Tom Hardy that came out last year had a $150 million budget. It might be apples and oranges, but that is a big difference. So that's Mel.
Been a while since we played that. What do you think of spandex, Mel?
By the way, with Mel's track record, do you think it's a good idea for him to be bitching publicly about anything?
I think he should keep quiet.
I think so. Meatloaf's Bat Outta Hell album is becoming a stage musical.
Finally!
Yep. How about that? Isn't that something? It'll premiere in the UK next year, which is the album's 40th anniversary.
Wow.
It's being written by Jim Steinman, who wrote all the songs on the album. There's no word if Loaf will be involved himself in the project. Rob is now feverishly getting the last performance of young Meatloaf, who was on stage. When asked for a comment, Meatloaf was performing, and
this is what he said,
something
Mike.
Like this. Yeah.
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Oh, Meat. Sorry, Meat. Sorry, Mr. Loaf.
Senor Loaf.
Senor Loaf. A shop called Viscous Coffee in Adelaide, Australia, just created a new coffee drink. This is for Oscar Santana. It just might be the strongest in the world, Oscar. No one keeps the official record, but we couldn't find any evidence anywhere of a stronger drink. Their coffee has 5 grams of caffeine.
Make your head explode.
Wow.
That is about 80 times more than a single shot of espresso and about half of a lethal dose. Seriously, the scientists estimate that 10 grams of caffeine would kill you, and this gets you halfway there. So that's 5 grams.
Why are they doing it?
just so you'll be an energetic.
I'll be the first one at the funeral.
It's like the Collie Cartel should be slinging that.
Big car.
Hey, oh, by the way, I'm into it. Carla Narcos. Won't watch it, but yeah. You know, can I just say this one thing? I mean, how many times are the
it gets
gonna
better.
Get away?
Gets better.
You know?
Gets better.
Just tired of the guys.
First three episodes, a little slow. Fourth, fifth.
Setting the table?
Yeah. Start moving.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want to be on that guy's table with the chains and stuff.
Oh, no.
That lady is pissed. Anyway.
Very unhappy.
Judy?
We're talking about Narcos, by the way, on Judy.
The widow. Senora Judy.
Senora Judy. Hola, Senora Judy. And by the way, her fat brother. Is that a brother, by the way?
It was just an assistant. Trusty sidekick.
Oh, trusty sidekick. Yeah. Perfect Narco.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely perfect. Like, that's the guy that if I got caught by him, that's the guy that I'd poop my pants if I was around. You know, say, okay, here's what I'm going to do to you now. Anyway, the drink is made out of 4 shots of espresso, some strong cold drip coffee, and 8 ice cubes. I like that detail. They're made out of the same coffee, so each of the ice cubes has the equivalent of 2 espresso. So the ice cubes are coffee.
That doesn't dilute, then. That's smart thinking.
Coffee. So there you have it. Very good. And now a little something. There are 2 neighbors in Westerly, Rhode Island. I told you Rhode Island would be in news you may not need. They've been feuding with each other for 13 years. We're not sure what happened in 2003 that made them hate each other, but it's neighbors. It happens sometimes. We do know the war finally peaked last week. The guys were screaming at each other last Tuesday night, and 50-year-old Jeffrey Osella decided to attack. But he didn't have any real weapons, so he took a bunch of corn cobs, loaded them into a potato gun made out of PVC pipe. I've shot a potato gun. Uh-huh. They're fun.
Yeah, it is.
And he started firing them at his neighbor's house. When the cops got there, they found Jeffrey. Jeffrey's the guy that attacked. They found Jeffrey drunk, shirtless, and covered in kernels of corn.
Of course.
For disorderly conduct and firing in a compact area. It looks like this will be the final battle because his neighbor is selling his house. Well, I suggest he move to Iowa. There you go. Get it? Ladies?
Yes.
Corn?
Got it.
Iowa? And, hey, congratulations to Tom Suter at KCJJ for making it into the Corn Hall of Fame. We are really thrilled. Tom, nobody shucks like you do, and we are so delighted that you will be. When is he, Rob, going to be inducted into the Corn Hall of Fame?
I believe it is in the 1st of November. He'll be at the Corn Palace, and it's going to be great. He has a sport jacket made of corn silk. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. And, of course, like every Hall of Fame member, he gets the golden pipe. The golden corn cob pipe. That's it. No, what is he really being inducted?
He was in a band called Landslide through much of the 1980s, and they made the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, him and his wife.
There
it is. Absolutely.
Man, that's cool.
Landslide. The same thing that's not going to happen with Hillary now. I'll be doing the show from Ireland. We'll take a break and come back with the audio call. I'm not freaked out by that.
No, why should you be?
Yeah, I didn't get depressed at all yesterday. We'll take a break, come back with the audio call right after this. Speak of my language.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
Howdy, I'm Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. We've been telling you about ZipRecruiter. This is modern technology at its absolute finest. If you happen to have your own small business, or if you work in the human resources department of a big company, or if you just work for a big company and you're the one that's been tapped to hire the right people for your company, you need to get on ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to all the top job sites and do it with one click. Find candidates in any city for any industry. You cast the widest possible net nationwide. All you have to do is post it once, then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. There is no more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen your candidates, then you rate them, and then you hire the right person fast. We have had listeners that have corresponded with us, including the one that I always remember,
right?
The dentist in Chicago, I believe it was outside of Chicago, who got 2 dental assistants or hygienists. I'm not sure which
Lickety
one it was.
Lickety-split, though, real
but
quick.
But he got them right away, and he cast the wide net because there are always people that are trying to change their situation and move to a different area. So if you cast your net nationwide, and with the modern technology that ZipRecruiter offers, you will be able to get the best candidate for your job. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. Did I do that loud enough? Or did you?
That's fine. It was fine. Now it's open. Now it's closed, I mean. You need to open it. Thank you. We mentioned yesterday. Now it's closed. We mentioned yesterday on this very program that Hilton. Oh, please, God, don't. No. Hillary Clinton dealing with some throat issues over the weekend. And you just mentioned that you think she needs to maybe jumpstart her campaign. Well, there's no greater band for a campaign song than AC/DC.
Right.
So I thought if we combined both issues, we could
The coughing and AC/DC.
We could really jumpstart her campaign.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic. Boy.
Hillary.
And you know what? It's not so bad to cough when you're on the campaign trail, but it was so well mic'd. It was so clearly mic'd.
I have to poll you guys.
Okay.
Is Trump going to win this thing?
No.
I think the big to-do in October, once WikiLeaks drops the bomb, I think he wins it.
So that's one of you says he's going to win.
I said that same thing like a month ago, and you told me I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't listen to you,
coming.
Pony.
It's coming. Tony. You should.
You should. I'm so feared.
Mike, they have the internet in Ireland. You'll be fine.
Do you remember when Oscar said he turns off CNN because it gets him so depressed? Mm-hmm. I literally have to force myself now not to watch it.
Because
getting me so totally freaked out. I'm just
Bachelor in Paradise,
out.
Mike.
That's a good show.
Yeah. Narcos. I got Narcos. I'm fine.
Hey, Mike, listen to some music.
Music is nice, right?
Okay. Stop that. Don't play that anymore. Damn it.
All right. Let's change the topic. Did you see any of the Rob Lowe roast on Comedy Central?
No. Where can I get it? I'm dying to see it.
They'll rerun it. They rerun stuff all the time.
Also
I'm sure it's
on demand.
But anyway.
When a roast gets accused of being unfair to Ann Coulter, a lady I've had the privilege of interviewing.
It a privilege.
I mean, Ann Coulter is a cartoon character. I mean, Ann Coulter knows what she's doing. She knows how to pick the scab. But apparently, were they so over the top mean to her that she gained sympathy?
That was the lead story following the roast, and
right.
I think she is still having sex with Jimmy JJ Walker. So good for both of them.
Wow.
But I know she has in the past. But anyway, the people at Comedy Central, one of the writers at the roast, his name is Mike Lawrence, actually wrote jokes for Ann Coulter, and she turned them down. She said, I can do this on my own. Obviously, she didn't handle herself that well. These are some of the jokes she chose not to use.
I'm going
to
read some of the jokes that we wrote. Good evening, America. I'm here to honor Rob Lowe, and I have to say, Rob, it's nice to finally not be the most hated person in the room.
That's not
Peyton
funny.
Manning is a model citizen, and his forehead is a model for the wall that Trump's going to put between the U.S. and Mexico.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a good
Rob Lowe is like America. He hasn't been great since Reagan was president, and unemployment is becoming more and more of a problem for him. Giving you a roast is the worst decision Comedy Central's made since they replaced Jon Stewart with a South African child. That's a Trevor Noah joke. The one immigrant I'm most excited to see get deported. Am I white, people? Am I white?
So maybe she should have gone with the
sure,
pros.
There was one clinker and the rest of them were solid.
Well, also,
right?
I think a lot has to do with the fact that guy's a writer. He's not
a
stand-up guy.
Can I grab that? Is that online somewhere?
It'll be on demand. And also, just look at Comedy Central.
Yeah, you can search Central. Right now on your DirecTV on demand.
They run all the time. Mike, we live in a great time. I know you're frustrated, but really, did you think at this time in your life, Ray Stevens would release another pro-America song?
No, I won't. Down from our enemies, and
and I'll gain my strength by praying on my knees.
Mike, it's his best patriotic song since this one.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket.
Yeah,
there
I did.
Seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beam.
That's the guy you want writing your national anthem, isn't it, Ray Stevens?
He's still alive.
I know. And really, I mean, it's still churning out product. I think he has a theater in Branson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you think in 2016, when we have such a horrible year for losing great, iconic celebrities, that somebody like Ray Stevens actually gets stronger?
Yes, like all the souls go into him.
He feeds on it.
It's like
he's a black hole.
Yeah, it's like at the end of Raiders. All the spirits are flying around, and then eventually he'll be on stage singing Guitar Zan, and his face will melt. There's a movie coming out in a week or so called Beatles 8 Days a Week. It's directed by Ron Howard, and they did a really neat thing. They went on social media.
Documentary or regular?
It is a documentary based on their touring years, and they went on social media and they put out a international call. If you have film footage, tape footage, anything, pictures of the Beatles that no one has ever seen, please get with us. We will license it from you. So this thing is rich with interviews and things that have never been seen.
What did you send in?
I did not send in anything. I just sent in a blank check.
He wasn't even born.
But here's what thing. This is a pretty funny story. I've heard this alleged, but I've never heard Ringo actually say it. And you'll appreciate this as a drummer. He said when they performed at the height of Beatlemania, he couldn't hear the band. So how did he keep time with the other musicians? When you rock
and roll. I could not hear anything. I'd be watching John's ass, Paul's ass, his foot stapping, his head's nodding to see where we were in the song.
So he'd watch their asses.
Wow.
That's how we would keep time. And really, I have heard one of them say that they felt lucky when they all finished the song at the same time. Because they couldn't hear anything.
That's unique, and I really do hope they have some unique footage. I like this.
I'm looking forward to the early buzz is excellent. And I want to close with this. Tom Hanks, I mean, we're seeing the ads for the Sully movie everywhere. I still
I want to go see it.
I find him so extraordinarily likable. He's one of the best talk show guests you can get.
He's the modern day Jimmy Stewart, Rob.
And he told a great story when he was on Good Morning America, because you know they have the set that looks out on Times Square, right?
Right.
And right there on Times Square, they've got that tourist trap, Bubba Gump's Shrimp Shack.
Yes. Sure.
So he mentioned that, and this is a pretty funny story. Let's close with this.
Can I just point out something? That this is so surreal. You see that Bubba Gump Shrimp Company right back there?
Oh, yes!
All right. Wait. That used to be my bank where I cashed unemployment checks. If you had told me in 1977 where I'm trying to cash $47 in a check from somebody who doesn't want to give me the cash, I wish I could have said, hey, this is going to be a restaurant based on my movie.
Nice.
For crying out loud.
I thought that was pretty cool. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of our show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't go click, click, tick, 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 or what is that smell? Our address is TMOS, Box 3210, Washington, D.C., 20007. Did I get the address right?
I think so. Yeah, 32101.
32101. Thank you very much. That's it. Yes. Move the papers out of the way, dumbass. I go away for one day.
One day,
and a little 3-year-old person comes into my studio and tears it apart.
Yeah.
Boy, when he gets home. Anyway, yes. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007.
He's going to see stars, brother.
Hey, tomorrow we do our mailbag, and if you want to get it in there, you better get it to Rob before 1 o'clock this morning.
Thank you.
All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you. Thanks for your continued passion and support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
See you at the bad place.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, Go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.